The members of the folk trio Lula Wiles met at Fiddle Camp in Maine and later came together while attending Boston's Berklee College of Music. NPR's credited the trio, who are all in their 20s, with giving folk music a new reputation. Issa Burke, Eleanor Buckland, and Molly Abomsawin are on tour to promote their new album, What Will We Do?, and agreed to perform several other cuts in our Portland studio recently on Maine Calling with Jennifer Rooks. The title cut, taken from the album, is the group's cover of a traditional Irish ballad.
Ultimately, it's sort of the thesis statement of our album. And obviously, we recorded it and wrote the songs in the last few years, which have been a politically tumultuous few years for the country.
And also a personally tumultuous few years for all of us in our early 20s.
True. Yeah, it's sort of the question that we were asking ourselves as artists, as citizens of the world.
As women.
As Native person. Yeah, what will we do? We'll make an album that sort of tries to start discussions about things that we think people are not discussing, either because the topics are really volatile or because they're really hard to talk about. You know, political divisions, the opioid crisis, colonialism. There's a lot to talk about, and we sort of, as artists, we can't have the whole conversation, but we can try to start it, and I think we did.
What will we do if we have
one of the reviewers I read said that you all aren't really about being combative as much as empathetic. Would you agree with that?
We're not trying to write songs that just would like stir the pot for the sake of stirring the pot or to provoke something just for the sake of it. But really, like, again, how Molly said, of just starting the conversation, right? And so the questioning of it rather than saying, this is my opinion and I'm going to fight you on it, but trying to,
this is my experience and these are my thoughts about the things that I see in the world and the things that I've experienced in my life. And we feel like, in some ways, like particularly Molly's perspective as a Native person, are all of our perspectives growing up in rural Maine, you know, a lot of the things that we're trying to represent are things that are often overlooked.
Yeah.
So I understand the first song you're going to sing for us has a little bit something to do with Maine.
Yeah, sure does.
Yes.
Just a little something.
Oh, sure, Bob.
Yeah.
So this is called Hometown. Who wants to tell me about it while the rest of you all get set up?
I'll talk about it.
This is Eleanor.
Yeah. So I am the primary writer on the song. Issa and Molly and my sister kind of came in like in the ninth inning to help me finish up the song. But for me, it was like about the complexities of growing up, whether you're growing up with money or without money or being liberal or conservative in Maine, and just the complexities of rural life and like how that fits into also the political climate.
Your hometown's shining like a
sing. Do all three of you write as well?
We do.
It's kind of our thing.
Yeah, so generally whoever is singing lead on the song wrote the song, but It's all credited on all our records and everything. And there, you know, there's a lot of music coming together here, and it's not just one person's voice, but you know, we all get to kind of share our voice. And we've been loving co-writing lately, so a lot of about half of the songs on the new record, What Will We Do, were co-written in some capacity, and definitely with our future records,
yeah,
we'll
only more of that.
Only
forward.
More of that, exactly.
I'm pounding the pavement, waiting on a stationary letter from the Nashville man. It's the waiting that I'm running from as fast as I can. And when I'm breathing too hard to think, well, that's how I like it. 9 to 5, running for my thoughts before I take on the night shift. I'm getting ready for the bad news, looking good and hoping for some good luck. Praying for a waking hour. Gentleman who bought it's real nice, but I don't want to hold it. I'm pounding the pavement, waiting on a stationary letter from a Nashville man. It's the waiting that I'm running from as fast as